Yes, it certainly it was gas originally. The house lights were gas. They're now LED. They've all changed quite recently now, so all the house lights in the auditorium for energy saving purposes, they're now, yeah, they're just LED lights, which is quite a new technology. It's been hard waiting for the technology to catch up, because we need lights to be able to dim nicely, whereas some of the LED lights that you would buy from B&Q or somewhere like that, although they say dim, that they'll dim, they still snap on at the beginning and then fade up a bit, and then when you fade them down they snap off. But you imagine sitting in the auditorium and all the house lights snap on and then fade up, or you know, you've got the overture of a show playing, the music's playing, the house lights are fading down nicely, and then all of a sudden bang, they're like, it's like, oh, you know, so you can't have that. So yeah, thankfully that's a new thing for us, which is nice because it means we're not changing light bulbs constantly, which is how it used to be, especially for our chandelier, because with the new legislation changing as well recently, we weren't allowed to buy, we used to buy some really long life light bulbs, so you'd only have to change the bulbs in the chandelier once a year, whereas they stopped making those, because people stopped making tungsten light bulbs. They were going over to halogen, and they just don't last as long. So we were ending up having to winch the chandelier in every 3 or 4 weeks, and it's not a small job. So yeah, so thankfully we've managed to go over to LED now, so the bulbs last a lot longer. Sort of thousands of hours longer, so we don't have to change those.